When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, SmileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, June 5th, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. So as I'm watching the end of the Pacers-Celtics game yesterday, I'm thinking, now granted, you know I make up my own rules when I ask these questions.
It's all right.
If Game 7, Nuggets-Timberwolves, just happened to be Game 1, Nuggets-Timberwolves, clearly in a game where it's win or go home, the stakes are higher, and I get it. But let's say that game was transported to what would be Game 1. The Nuggets blow a 20-point lead in Game 1 at home. Okay? Picture that being Game 1.
Okay.
Which loss is worse for the fan base? The Pacers fan base, in which they literally threw up on their shirt multiple times with 30 seconds to go.
It felt like my wife asked, is the fix in?
You're dribbling it off your leg. You're not calling a timeout. You're not fouling when you have a foul to give. All this with about 30 seconds to go.
Unbelievable.
Celtics are missing shots all over the place. So with that, as a fan base, which loss would feel worse? Granted, I understand Game 7 and the magnitude of it, but this is only Game 1. The Pacers-Celtics was Game 1. Which loss would feel worse as a fan base? Blowing a 20-point lead in the third quarter, or with 30 seconds to go in the game, you had multiple opportunities to win that game, but everything was self-inflicted?
I'm going to go with the latter.
Me too.
I'm going to go with the latter. I was sitting there last night. I couldn't believe it. Tyrese Halliburton had the ball stripped twice by a ghost. Once on the sideline where he literally just dribbled it basically off of the side of his leg with some pressure, but nobody on him, and turned it over. They threw an inbounds pass to Pascal Siakam that was just, he wasn't coming off a screen.
They should have called a timeout.
They had a timeout.
Right.
And this is Rick Carlisle, by the way. This isn't just some rummy, you know, coaching in an Eastern Final for the first time.
It wasn't Joe Mazzulla
year. It wasn't.
Ironically. It's almost as if, and if you don't get this reference, I'm sorry, it sounds a little condescending when I say this. That's what Dennis Miller, the comedian, used to say was, in so many words, 60% of the jokes are for the audience and 40% are for me.
Me, right,
okay.
Yeah.
In this case, this line is for me and you, because you and I get it. If you don't get it, maybe I'll explain it. It's as if Tim Donaghy was the puppet master with 30 seconds to go. And if you don't know who Tim Donaghy is, he's the referee who was fixing games.
Yeah.
And that, clearly the game was not fixed. But I asked Alex about that, and you said it was the Nuggets blowing a 20-point lead. And I think you can argue your point either way.
Oh, sure.
But for me, that Pacers loss.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the Celtics, every playoff series, seem to give one away. Every single series, specifically at home. And you're wondering, was this the Pacers' chance?
If you have a chance to establish a beachhead in the game, in game one.
Right.
On the road.
Right.
And you're playing in the Eastern Final as prohibitive underdogs against the Celtics.
Yeah.
The feeling of one that got away is magnified.
Time now for the lead.
Oh.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
My daughter is almost 16, but I will revert back to when my daughter is about 7 when I say this. The Green Baked Crackers will have a one-day practice with the Broncos before their August 18th game in Denver.
That's funny.
Matt LaFleur said, well, because it's my father's team.
Well, of course it is.
Apparently she couldn't separate the two, which is understandable. It wasn't the Green Bay Packers. It was
from
the
mouths of babes.
It was the Green Baked Crackers. She knows the difference now.
Sure.
Matt LaFleur says he likes the chance of his team to work together against another team in the preseason, but only wants one day of practice because fights break out all the time. Do you like the idea of having just one practice, or do you like two practices? And I'm guessing you like having practices, period.
I would rather have practices than exhibition games.
Right.
I mean, I'll go that far.
But what about to his point where he said, with more than one practice, sometimes it becomes a wrestling match out there or an MMA fight, so we're trying to avoid that at all costs and just getting good quality work.
Whatever works for him, and I tend to agree with that.
Well, but then you wouldn't want just practices because then fights would probably break out all the time.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to moderate and...
There's no control. You can say to the players, don't do it.
But I mean, there's a difference between shoving and an all-out brawl. I mean, you and I we've been to these things together 2 or 3 years now. And
dating back further than that.
Yeah. And you see a little, I mean, you always know you're going to get it, right?
Right.
I mean, it's part and parcel of what these workouts are. But there are different levels of it. I mean, there's silliness.
Yeah.
And there's just a moderate distraction, then you get back to the business of doing it. I like practices with other teams. You control the narrative. You control the situation. You can work situationally. You can't do that in an exhibition game. You got to play the game. So I like being able to work goal line or work short third down situations and have 4 or 5 reps at doing it. To me, it makes more sense.
Why don't teams, when you have 3 exhibition games, why don't teams do this every week of the preseason, meaning let's say you have 2 road games, why doesn't a team travel a day or two early? Is it money?
This is the NFL. I don't think it's money.
Wait, but before you completely brush that aside and laugh that off.
Well, I mean,
you would think this does make a lot of sense, and yes, it is more money.
Oh yeah, it's more money. I don't think it's crippling
now
for owners of NFL teams.
Well, Greg Penner is someone who certainly has the money to do it and would probably have no problems doing this all the time if it benefited his team. But not all owners think like Greg Penner.
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
So that's why I'm wondering, is it a financial thing? It sounds silly when you're talking about billionaires. This has been going on for a very long time. So why not do it for at least one day?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking it is a money thing. I'll be very honest
really?
With you.
Because all it is just some hotel rooms and some food. You're already making the flight. The charter's already booked.
I understand that.
So, I mean, but that, whatever.
Well, but wait a minute.
Hold on
a second. I'll tell you what else you got to throw in there.
Well, okay.
Okay.
All right.
The truck that you take down there has to make 2 stops, and then you'd need to hire people to move everything from the facility back onto the truck and then over to the stadium. I know it seems silly, and I don't know how much money it is. I mean,
yeah, it seems asinine, but that's just me. To me, it's like if it's a valuable tool, and this is subject to interpretation for every coaching staff, right? I mean, I don't know if everybody feels that way. It seems to be more in fashion now. Virtually everyone does it.
Well, yes, they do.
I said virtually.
Right, but what I find interesting about that is this, is that there are five teams that don't,
mm-hmm.
including the best team in football. This is something that Andy Reid does not believe in. Mm-hmm. He's been very strong in his opinion. So let's look at these teams who don't do it. The Chiefs made the playoffs. Steelers made the playoffs. Bills made the playoffs. Cowboys made the playoffs. Seahawks made the playoffs last year. Now, I'm not suggesting they're right and the other teams are wrong, but it's not like it's the Panthers and, excuse me for saying this, the Broncos and the Jets that aren't doing this.
I mean, fine. I don't think there's any correlation between not working with another team for a day or two in June, or I mean in July or right. August, and getting to the playoffs. That's just my own personal feeling. But everybody, like I said, subject to interpretation, whatever works for your team.
Does it matter at all if the team you're practicing against is really good or not good? I mean, would it matter? Like, the Packers are expected to be a very good team this year.
Yeah. Broncos beat them last year. But your point is, but yeah. Well, really?
Any given Sunday against a young team. Again, the Packers are going to be really good, and they got better as the season went along with an incredibly young roster. Okay. Bottom line is this. If the Packers and the Broncos played at the end of the season any given Sunday, yes, maybe the Broncos would have won. All I'm saying is the Packers are going to be a really good team, period.
Packers should be a very good team.
But you're throwing it, yeah. Well, the Broncos beat them.
Except that last year
they beat him like four games into the season.
You diminished it at the time,
and then at
the end of the season, all of a sudden it looks like a pretty good win. Look, here's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't think it makes any difference. I think you get the work in.
Right.
I mean, the NFL is the if it was Alabama, scrimmaging with Robert Morris.
Yeah.
That's probably doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's a whole team against one guy.
It is. And a guy who's been dead since the 1700s.
I mean, what are you doing?
So, how
you doing blocking drills against a casket?
How's that working out for you?
Right.
But the Chiefs working out with the pick a team.
Panthers.
It doesn't matter. It's the NFL.
Right.
Because the fact that there is a saying on any given Sunday indicates the difference between the best and the worst teams in the NFL is pretty small.
Real quick. Is it fair to say San Antonio is probably going to be a better team this season?
Yes.
Is it fair to say that Oklahoma City is going to be a better team this season?
Right.
So should the Nuggets completely run it back with what they have, or do they need to make a move? That's next.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
no one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, Wednesday, June 5th, Government Fleet Vehicle Auction, featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction is open, and if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you want your friends to look at your truck or 4x4 and say, man, that thing is awesome, you need to go to High Country Performance 4x4. They do rebuild, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. What you buy originally does not have to be what you end up with. And that's what you're going to find at High Country Performance 4x4. Just go to their website and see the pictures of things that they can do. And if you're really into making your ride look awesome, I can promise you, you're going to want to call them because you're going to think of the possibilities. And what they do is nothing short of fantastic. Check them out online at hcp4x4.com, hcp4x4.com, or check them out in Englewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Okay, so I think San Antonio is going to be better for sure next year with Wembanyama getting another year under his belt. They're not ready to contend for a title, I don't think, but they're going to be better. Oklahoma City, they had their climbing the ladder, hey, they were a year early narrative. They're going to be better next year, and they will contend. And then, of course, Minnesota already beat the Nuggets. How good do you feel about the Nuggets running this thing back? Let's just say KCP doesn't come back. I don't think he will. He's going to get more money to go someplace else. Reggie Jackson might pick up his player option. I don't know if he will. He's from here. But we will see. That's $20 million. And oh, by the way, I got a feeling that for as much as people criticize the Zeke Nagy signing, I'm not so sure if they didn't give him the contract in order to trade him. So that's
explain that a little bit.
They didn't sign him for a lot.
No.
They really don't have a spot for him.
No.
So why not trade him to another team for a pretty cheap price? And maybe he still has upside and they can find another team can find a way to use him.
All right. Yeah.
What I'm saying is I would not be surprised if he is traded this offseason. I would not be surprised. So with that, you feel comfortable kind of running it back the way it is, knowing you're still losing DeAndre Jordan, more than likely, unless he signs for a veteran minimum, and then Justin Holiday. Are you cool not making a major move at all?
I got to know how they're plugging the gap from KCP. That's a starter.
I think Christian Braun's going to be a Braun. Brown.
Right.
I write it B-R-A-U-N every time, and I always pronounce it Brown. I should just write it out Brown. Probably be smarter that way.
Oh, so you're saying Christian Braun takes over the starting spot?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's a fair trade.
No. What I'm saying is I think that's what will happen.
Yeah.
I think that unless they can find a shooting guard that is better than him. Defensively, I think Brown is very good.
Oh, ready-made.
Right.
Ready-made. That part of the equation is not an issue.
The question is, does the team have enough confidence he can become a shooting guard, or do they feel that while his defense is very good, we're losing a lot offensively if he's in the starting line?
That's a fair question, and that's the question that I would pose. You have Christian Brown going into his third year. How much improvement did he really make as an offensive piece in this last season? Which I thought was a pretty good last season for Christian Brown, particularly down the stretch. He was good.
Most of his buckets come when he's aggressive towards the hole.
Totally. Hustle plays, cutting to the basket, blah, blah, blah.
If you could combine
oh, here we go.
Michael Jordan's or Michael Porter Jr.'s body with Christian Brown's head, you'd have a hell of a basketball player.
Yeah. Right. And he wouldn't be available.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't be coming off the bench. But no, I think that, would I run it back with that? It'd be a pretty good five. I think it'd be a pretty good five. Probably not as good a starting five as the one they had this year.
But the point is that good enough to keep up with Oklahoma City, Minnesota, San Antonio? I don't think it is. I don't think rearranging the slices of the pizza is going to make it a better pizza.
Oh, no, but every year you try to make your roster better.
But you can try and make your roster better with some pieces, or you make a move like, and a lot of people in town are talking about it, and we talked about it yesterday briefly. Now we're going to get more in depth.
Okay.
Do you really need to shave salary and really try and make a move to bring in more pieces, whether it's a starter potentially at shooting guard, whether it's a starter potentially at small forward, and help your bench by trading Michael Porter Jr.?
He would be the one that I would look at.
Right. How seriously would you look at it? Meaning, there might be some GMs that look at Michael Porter Jr. and say, he's untouchable, he's young, he's improving. I know you don't feel he's untouchable, but on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how aggressively would you try to find a trade partner for Michael Porter?
7.
That's pretty high.
It is.
And I'd go there too. I might even go 7.5.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
you got to do something, because what you have now, the argument is going to be, well, they went to game 7 and they blew a 20-point lead and they were exhausted.
Well, and that doesn't have to be the whole argument, but there's truth in it.
Yep.
I mean, they're still in a window. To me, the Nuggets, if they rolled back the exact team that they had this year, the exact team, they would be in the mix in the West.
But they won't have
They won't.
Because KCP is gone.
Right. Because and economics indicates that changes are coming.
Bottom line is this. Whether people want to admit it or not, losing Bruce Brown was a big deal. At least it was to me. I know.
Oh, no, it hurt.
Okay, I think.
Yeah, it changed things.
I think it hurt a lot. And now, what did this team need the year before they won the title? They needed one legitimate D3, and they got 2.
Mm-hmm.
And this upcoming season, they may have 0. That means they're back to where they were, with Jokic obviously becoming a better player, Murray becoming a better player, Gordon becoming a better player, and MPJ trending in that direction. But if you really think about this logically, is your perimeter defense really that good now if you lose KCP too? Because it was terrific last year. Who's your perimeter defense? Peyton Watson, who clearly Michael Malone didn't trust in leverage situations. Is it really Christian Brown?
Well, Christian Brown, I thought, was pretty damn good against Anthony Edwards.
He was.
I thought on ball in game 7, he was fantastic.
He was very good.
And he played a lot of minutes.
19.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty good amount of minutes.
Do you want him playing 37, 38?
I don't think I'm quite ready for that yet.
Well, then you better make a trade.
Yeah.
Or you better pick somebody up in free agency, knowing that if KCP and Reggie walk, you're still close to that first apron.
You've got to find... The challenge for the Nuggets, you can find players And you can find good players, but you got to find good players that fit.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, and this is a different kind of fit.
Fit into the culture.
Well, I mean, there
got to be part of the family. You can't have a Bones Highland mentality.
You got to be.
I agree.
You've got to be able to conform to a degree to the way that Nikola Jokic plays, because anything you've got to do what is necessary to accentuate the things that he brings to the table. That's their magic. That's why they're great.
You mean hit open threes when he's double teamed?
That would help.
Yeah.
They need a 3-point shooter. Buddy Hield to me is a very interesting. Buddy Hield to me is interesting.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, because the Sporting News put together three potential trades. All of them interesting.
Right.
To me, only one makes sense. That's next.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, June 5th, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction, is it open yet? I'm looking that up actually right now, because we are a couple of weeks out. And I know you can get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com. I'm not sure if this is open yet, but it will be open soon. And for more on upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, so let's talk about these trades that the Sporting News came up with for MPJ.
Okay.
Let's start it off with the one that you mentioned, trade with the 76ers. 76ers, and I think MPJ would be a very good fit for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Buddy Hield and DeAnthony Melton. What do you think?
I love Buddy Hield.
Okay.
But that probably wouldn't be the one of the three that I would pull the trigger on.
Okay. This is why I am not crazy about it.
Okay.
Buddy Hield is a shooting guard.
Right.
Melton is what? A shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your small forward? Yeah. Now, Melton is more of a Bruce Brown type that I like. He's more of a two-way player. And just because you're a volume shooter doesn't mean you're a good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So when you look at what Buddy Hield did last year, I mean, you want to look at his playoff numbers, or do you want to look at, you know, what he did in the regular season? In four playoff games, he played 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's never really found a fit.
Nope.
And Melton played one game and played 7 minutes. But in the regular season, and certainly I like Melton better as a defensive player. But Buddy Hield averaged 12 points a game, okay? Averaged 25 minutes a game. So I'm not going to base a guy on one playoff series for sure.
Right.
But no, that's not the trade that would appeal to me.
No.
The next trade, trade with the Magic, Wendell Clark Jr. and Joe Ingles. What do you think of that?
There was a time I really liked Joe Ingles, but I think that his time is but now I understand he's an unbelievable teammate. At least I know he was in Utah. He was like a sixth man of the year candidate a couple of years, but I think his best days are past him.
Yeah.
So, he's a very good shooter. Yes.
Doesn't score a lot though.
No.
You look at his 3-point percentage, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be open a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to probably can make the case. He might hit more 3-pointers than Michael Porter Jr.
Because he's got size.
He does.
He's got some size. So, I mean, there, you could make an argument for it, but you're getting to the one that I think that if I was going to entertain a trade, if I would probably entertain
the one
that's coming up.
Okay. The one with Cleveland, which would be Jared Allen and Caris LeVert.
Now, Caris LeVert didn't have a great season last year from 3-point range, but he has been a pretty good scorer.
Yep.
He's been a pretty good shooter.
Yep.
And Allen is a big body scorer.
Well, 3-point shooting for Caris LeVert isn't necessarily very good. He shoots about 32%.
Yeah, he did last year.
Yeah.
He shoots 34% for his career, and the year before he shot almost 40%.
He's a shooting guard, though, listed. He could play small forward. Was he about 6'6"?
6'6", right.
But the guy that I like even more than him, honestly, is Allen, who used to be an all-star.
Yep.
Like that.
Big body, strong. Right. Yeah, I hear you.
And with that, you finally have a guy who can play the non-Jokic minutes. And if you want to go really big, you could put out Jokic, Allen, and Gordon. And that's going to be a brick wall trying to get to the lane.
It's very intriguing.
Yep.
I don't know anything about Allen and LeVert as teammates. Not a right. single thing. I can't give you any insight at all on that. But their metrics are good. Size, length. LeVert's got length. He's been a double-digit scorer throughout his entire career. He's only 29 years old. Now he's been on, what was he? He was with the Nets 2 years ago, right? Nets 2 years ago and then Cleveland last year. He's bounced around a little bit. So that's not necessarily warning flags for me. You got to do your due diligence on what kind of character you're getting and willingness to fit into to be a good piece of the puzzle. But just based on what they bring, the size they bring to the table, et cetera, that's a compelling trade. And I would think that a Michael Porter Jr. probably would have a fairly decent fit in Cleveland.
Yeah, because they really don't have a true small forward.
No.
I mean, Cleveland needs to make a move. because they have a glut of shooting guards.
Right.
And they play probably, I don't want to say they play small ball because they have Allen, obviously, who's pretty good.
And well, I like the idea of Donovan Mitchell plays so much going to the basket that Michael Porter Jr. is going to have, I think he would have good opportunities with that kind of guard
right.
that is so active in the lane and getting to the rim.
Right.
So that one is intriguing to me. That would be the one of the three that I would say, okay, yeah, I can see this. Not knowing anything about what kind of citizens they are. And I don't know.
Right. And I don't know either.
Yeah. But I like it. And there's a part of me that doesn't want to. It's not a personal thing.
No, I don't think anybody.
It's not. This is business.
It's not personal. It's business.
But don't you think? Because I think you and I both, and we disagree about some things. But I think on Michael Porter Jr., I think we feel the same way. The guy has continued to trend upwards. Mm-hmm. His game is continuing to build and evolve, maybe not at the rate that people would like to see completely.
Right.
Because he disappeared again in a playoff series. He's done that 2 years in a row. Last year, it didn't hurt the Nuggets. This year, you can argue that it hurt them, but I mean,
this is what
it happens.
This is what worries me about keeping Michael Porter Jr. He did play 81 games. Okay.
Yeah, and we know the medicals on him.
Law of averages.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, when is he going to start missing some time? He still has a drop.
That is a good point. You're absolutely right.
I think what you're doing, listen, it's unfortunate he did not have a really good series against Minnesota because maybe they would have advanced, but maybe he's going to take a knock for that in a trade.
Hmm.
However, he was terrific against the Lakers.
Yeah.
So the question is, does that balance out as another team looks at him?
Good question. I think you at least have to check the pulse. Don't you, if you're the Nuggets?
Yes.
If you're feeling like KCP is going to take...
He's gone.
If he's out...
I will say that... I would say that with pretty high certainty. Remember, he's won 2 championships.
Yep.
He's 31 years old.
Yep.
Why not chase another paycheck?
Well, and he probably has one more left, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's got one more left.
I think a team would be more than happy to pay him over $15 million for what he brings. Championship mentality, dog mentality, can hit some key shots, still plays high-level defense.
2-year contract? Do you think he can get 3?
I don't know, but I don't think he's going to get it here.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Well, once he walks out the door, I don't care if it's 2 years or 10 years. It's irrelevant to me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I think that if that happens, then the interesting thing is it kind of opens some doors for some possibilities for the Nuggets, who, as we talked about yesterday, are right now hamstrung.
Right.
Roster-wise.
Right.
Hamstrung.
So if KCP, do you want Reggie Jackson back at that salary?
I'm okay with it, I guess. I mean, you know.
I'm not.
I mean, okay.
It's nothing personal.
No.
It's nothing personal against him. I'd rather spend that $5 million or take that $5 million, add it to something else, and see what you can get. But let's think about this logically. Okay?
Okay.
Justin Holiday is not under contract. Don't know if he is going to be brought back. Reggie Jackson, he might opt out. If KCP walks out the door, Christian Brown would likely, at least at the moment, walk into the starting lineup. Who are the 3 primary bench guys in the playoffs this year? All 3 Reggie, that I just named.
Holiday, Jackson,
your
and
bench
Brown.
In the playoffs this year is now gone. 100%, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Watson better be able to play. I get the feeling, by the way, about Peyton Watson, he thinks he's a little bit better than he is.
Hmm. awfully young, man. I'm not ready to close the book on Peyton Watson. And I know you're not either. I know you're not saying that.
I didn't say that at all. All I'm saying is I think that he believes where he is at in his career, he thinks he is better than he is.
What makes you feel that way?
It's just a sense that I get and other people that I've talked to.
Huh.
Point is, he needs to become a better offensive player. We know he's a terrific defensive player.
Yes.
But the funny thing is, when he's on the floor, he seems pretty eager to get his shot first.
That's not my feeling, but okay.
When he gets the ball beyond the three-point stripe, he wants to fire it up. I don't think he's looking to pass. He's not ready to do a Hotels.com commercial on his own. He needs Nikola Jokic. I think that he believes that if I had to bet on it, he is probably upset he didn't play much in that Minnesota series. Now, all players are probably upset they didn't play, but I think he believes he should have been in there. The feeling that I get and some people that I've talked to, I'm not saying Peyton Watson isn't a great guy. I'm saying that he's a little bit ahead where he believes he is than where he actually is.
Okay. I'll listen to that. I'm not sure I agree with it, but I'll listen to that. That's fine. I still think he can be, he's, what is he, 20, 21 or 20, 22 years old?
I'm not communicating. I think he has a chance to be a pretty good player for this team. His defense, we know, is already there. Offensively, he is wildly inconsistent. Wildly inconsistent. And he loves shooting that three. And boy, is he not ready to be shooting that three with any consistency. I mean, what are the numbers on him shooting threes this year? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's 40-something percent.
No, I don't think that you're wrong in that regard. I just don't think I see Peyton Watson thinking of himself as an offensive piece.
It was 30% this year from three.
That's not going to win.
30%.
He ain't going to win many games a horse in the NBA shooting 30%.
No. And you know what he is? He's one percentage point better than Aaron Gordon. And Aaron loves to shoot the three, but he's a starter.
Yeah.
And he was terrific against Minnesota. Sure. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed Them?
We'll talk about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope not being named to NBA's all-defense team, and is having Chris Bryant back in the lineup even a good thing for the Rockies? We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is...
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. Excuse me.
Bless you.
They are selling sneezes on Wednesday, June 5th, as well as government fleet vehicles, including pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for what's trending, but the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, yesterday the NBA All-Defensive Teams were announced, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope did not make the first or second team. 11 voters casted ballots for KCP as a second-team defender. That fell 25 points and 7 places shy of earning a nod, meaning if the NBA had a third team for defenders, KCP still wouldn't have made the list. Nuggets were 8th in defensive rating this year, and they had a defensive rating of 111 when KCP was on the floor. In your mind, was KCP snubbed from the NBA All-Defense team?
Well, I'm not going to say snubbed because there were just better candidates in front of him. It's not to say he's not a very good defensive player. He is. If you're getting votes for second team, All-NBA defensive team, that puts you in a top 10 frame. I mean, that's respect.
With all due respect to KCP, he's not even the best defensive player on his own team.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Gordon. Where was Aaron Gordon in this?
No votes.
I mean, Aaron Gordon guards multiple positions.
Christian Brown ain't far behind.
He's
not a starter.
Christian Brown is a hustle player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't mean he's a great defensive player.
He's pretty good on ball, man.
He is good.
He's pretty good.
He is good, but honestly, you have a lot more energy when you're playing how many minutes a game?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
If he gets thrown out there as a starter, let's see how he does with 32 to 36 minutes a game. I'm not suggesting his game is going to fall off. What I find interesting is they did get away with positions. He had 4 centers on the all-defensive team.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting it's wrong, but what I am suggesting is that 2 guys who did make that first team, let me rephrase that. 3 guys who made the all-defensive team got scorched in the last year by Nikola Jokic. Bam, Rudy Gobert, and Anthony Davis. Then again, Bruce Bowen got routinely scorched by Michael Jordan. So,
who didn't?
Well, and who doesn't get scorched by Nikola Jokic?
Exactly.
All right, just in case you missed it, after a month out of the lineup, Chris Bryant is back in the big leagues. He returned last night against the A's after a 5-game rehab stint with the Isotopes, in which he had just 3 hits and 21 plate appearances down there. He had 7 hits in his first 55 plate appearances across 13 games before hitting the injured list with another back issue. Bryant went 0-for-4 last night with a strikeout. He's hitting 137. So is having Bryant back in the lineup even a positive thing for the Rocks?
Not necessarily.
The record was better without him.
You know, and I'm going to say this about the Rockies. They're not going to be competitive from a playoff standpoint. They were in a position last night to win for Cal Quantrill, who, by the way, now, in his last four starts, has given up four earned runs. And now, that's good for anybody, anywhere. And Ezekiel Tovar hit not one, but two home runs. They were leading that game into the seventh, 4-2, and were in a position to win against a bad baseball team. But you know what? That's who they're playing. They're playing the A's. God, and then they just give up. And the bullpen has been incendiary. It's not their starting pitching that's been the problem. Go back and look at it. Their starting pitching has been okay. Austin Gomber has been okay. Not bad, really. Seriously. They've got some guys in the lineup that are doing... Ryan McMahon hit his eighth bomb last night. He's got 25 driven in, and he's hitting like 306. Sorry, I had a moment.
What's your point?
My point is there are things that are worth watching for this team. Seriously. But they're not going to be, but they're not a competing team, a relevant team.
That's neat that they
That's all it is. Neat. And that's a wonderfully condescending start to a put down, which I totally am fine with. All I'm saying is if you dig a little bit and. Now, you got to go into the weeds a little bit.
Here's the question.
There's some things to watch.
Who are you paying to go see play?
Well, that's a fair question. The answer is none.
None.
Right. Right.
They have some neat players who are having some good. Finally, Ryan McMahon, who's a terrific guy, is finally maybe realizing his potential.
And a phenomenal defensive player, too. Really. Well, phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
A very good defensive player. Yeah.
That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have an entire staff to help you out. If you are looking for prices that are a little bit lower than retail, you can go to their clearance center. It's called Scratch and Ding Stuff, Scratch and Dent Stuff. It's not like, again, somebody, you know, took a hammer to it. It's little stuff, and it's marked down hundreds of dollars, and it's high-end stuff. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, the Denver Broncos, their schedule is out. We know who they're going to play, but who are they going to play in practice? Well, we know one team. That's next.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.